Please sit down. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for Holy Scripture. A few days ago, a group of us were having lunch together, and we were presented with a dessert which had a very rich filling. Somebody asked how the filling was made. What were the constituents? And we were told that the filling was butter, sugar, and chocolate. And after we'd been served with these portions, somebody came round with a jug of cream and poured it on it. A rich dessert. I suppose a preliminary to the rich food of Christmas. Be prepared. Tonight's Bible passage is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, the one read by Mervyn on page 1132, and please turn to it. As Christmas food, and that meal I referred to, was rich, this passage is flooded with words indicating value and richness associated with Christ for those trusting in him. For example, not only so, how much more, hope, now, rejoice, poured, and gain. Now, through the autumn, we've had a series on Christian living. That series is now concluded. And in February, we start a series on Romans. And tonight's reading, Full of Christ, is a suitable introduction to that series in Romans. And it's very appropriate for this first Sunday in Advent, which is called Hope Sunday, leading up to Christmas. A key word in this passage, now this is Romans chapter 5, page 1132, a key word in verses 1 and 9 is the word justified. Now that's a religious word usually. It means being made right with God. And friends, what could be a richer experience than to be made right with God? It's not only a rich experience, it's an infinitely valuable experience. As verse 1 makes clear, being made right with God is through faith and through our Lord Jesus Christ. As I've said, this is a very rich passage. We shall look at it briefly for a Songs of Praise under three headings. First of all, verses 1 and 2, immediate richness. Then verses 3 to 5, reality 1. And then verses 5 to 11, reality 2. And so first, verses 1 and 2, immediate richness. Looking at Scripture, verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace, no longer being enemies because of our sinful independence of God. As the hymn puts it, no guilt in life, no fear in death. Wow. Peace with God. The first aspect of immediate richness of being made right with God through faith in Christ Jesus. Back to the Bible, verse 2, and I read straight from Scripture, through whom, and that's Christ, of course, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Now that's not an easy expression, but what it's saying is we occupy a position of having grace, God's grace, available to us. Let me use an illustration. For some of our annual holidays, Jan and I house sit for one of our nephews, conveniently in the Lake District. We are sent the key, we arrive, and with the key, having access to the house, we have access to all its contents. The cooker, their bookcase, the TV, and we can make use of them. Similarly, with entry into God's grace, that grace is available to us to make us sufficient for all circumstances. And then third, the second part of verse 2, again back to Scripture, second part of verse 2, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now this refers to the heavenly home in God's house, the final destination for those who have been made right with God through belief in Christ. I will return to this subject of hope shortly. So then, the immediate richness of those justified by faith in Christ and so made right with God. First, looking back with recurring memories of wrongdoing and sin in our lives, peace with God. Second, living day by day, so fully aware of our own frailty, access to God's grace. And third, as we face the future with all its uncertainties, delighting in the sure hope of the heavenly home. So, the immediate richness. But, point two, reality one. Verse 3. Not only so, we also rejoice in our sufferings. Wow. We've spoken of the richness of being a Christian believer. But what of the daily reality? That reality is suffering and trouble everywhere. We only need to look at our TV screens. In all parts of the world, Christians suffer to varying degrees because they are Christians. For example, there are relief situations from which Christians are excluded from handouts of food. Paul warns of this, all that live a godly life in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But we read here, we rejoice in our sufferings. Now, all of us here have experienced sufferings or trouble of different kinds, different intensities, and different duration. Here tonight, some of us may be in just such a situation at the moment. I was talking to a man recently, well, this year, who has suffered intense battering by members of his family. By God's grace, he has kept calm and not retaliated. We looked at these verses together, and he treasures them. These verses give us the clue. We can rejoice in sufferings, not because of the word masochists, but because of their outcome. Go back to verse 3 and reading on. And I read from Scripture. Please read it with me. We rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love. Friends, the key word here is hope. Think of the tens of thousands who spent 3 or 4 years in prisoner of war camps in World War I and World War II. What kept them going in all the sufferings of those years? It was the hope of ultimate release. Many of us here at some time or other have had a few days or longer in hospital. That was a pretty miserable experience, wasn't it? People calling out all night, lights on. You can mention it, your own pain, yeah. What kept us going? It was looking forward. It was the hope of going home. Hope of release is what keeps us going, even rejoicing in suffering. The man I mentioned testifies to being a different man in character compared to what he was 10 years ago. Friends, Scripture is just so relevant to daily life. Let us bring this down to our own situations tonight of sufferings or troubles or difficulties. Enduring because of the hope of ultimate and final release. Each of us know our own troubles, very different. We all, however, face one trouble: our passage through physical death. Have we got that hope of final release, not just from the penalty of sin, peace with God, as a result of being made right with him through faith in Christ, but also from the very presence of sin when believers arrive in heaven? First, then, the immediate richness of being justified by faith, the three things I mentioned. Second, the ongoing reality, personal troubles and suffering. And now, finally, and more briefly, reality number 2, verses 5b to 11. Two facts. First of all, verses 5b to 9. I read. Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Verse 8, look at it again. Reality 2, verse 8. God demonstrates his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's love and mercy for sinful humankind is not something vague and definite. It was demonstrated in his sending his Son Jesus Christ into the world as a man to die the agony of a slow death by crucifixion. And with his last breath, he cried out in a loud voice, "It is finished." Christ's death, reality 2. And what are the outcomes of it? Verse 9, justified through his blood and saved from God's wrath through him. And verse 10, reconciled. And then second, not only Christ's death, verses 10 and 11, Christ's life, Christ's resurrection. Verse 10, having been reconciled by his life. This refers to complete rescue from the very presence of sin on arrival in heaven. And verse 11, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So then, in summary, being justified through faith through Christ, immediate richness, the reality of ongoing suffering, but the certainty of ultimate rejoicing through Christ's death and resurrection. And what should this mean to us tonight and in this coming week? Two things. First, we should be sure that our faith is in Christ. And second, that whatever the difficulties, sufferings, and troubles along the way, we keep on steadfastly, humbly, confident in the believer's security through Christ. Let us sing our final hymn, 559, "To God Be the Glory. Great things he has done." We know this hymn. Let's sing it from the bottom of our hearts. 559.